Hey everyone, this is Toon Kid, and let's get this started.
I'll be the biggest thing the world has ever seen when I team up with Roger or Gene. Judith Chris will be my queen. Nothing's gonna stop me now. This critic's gonna be a superstar. Gonna fly first class, drive a big car. Gonna eat a 10-ton Malamar. Nothing's gonna stop us now.
Help me, please!
Nothing's gonna stop me. I said nothing's gonna stop me.
Don't! Yeah!
Nothing's gonna stop me. How? Hey, Mr. Sisko, look at me. Hey, Mr. Ebert.
First off is my fucking stepmom. She's pissing me off right now. Like, when I had my permit for driving, she got mad when I took my dad's car out, and I would just drive to my bus stop, that's it, not far, maybe a mile or so. And she got pissed off when I did that when they were away, and it seemed to me like a fair conclusion that I broke rules, broke a law, and took the car out and drove. But what's pissing me off is that she's letting my stepsister, Margot, use her own car, drive friends around, and drive by herself with her permit, and she's 16. She's 6 fucking teen. Now, I don't know about other states, well, a few states, it's okay to drive at 16. But up here, you don't get your partial license till you're 17, your full license till you're 18. I got my license when I was 18. I got a full license right away. She has a fucking permit. Granted, she passed her road test, but still, that doesn't allow her the right to drive by herself until she's 17, until she gets a license. And that's fucking bullshit that my stepmom actually encourages that, but discourages it with me. It's fucking insanity, and it's really pissing me off, and I don't know, I'm gonna talk to her later about it, because I don't think it's right at all.
She's a super freak! Super freak! She's super freaky! Oh, I'm sorry, I haven't updated this since 11th grade.
And now this next thing that's been pissing me off lately is that every single person I've been meeting and that knows I smoke, for those who don't know me, I do smoke cigarettes. Not a lot, I smoke like 2 packs a week, but I do smoke. And every single person is like,
you shouldn't smoke, it's bad for you, get cancer and die.
It's really fucking annoying. I'm sorry, I'm swearing a lot, but like, this is pissing me off. Okay, people out there who don't smoke, stop telling people who do that it's gonna hurt them, it's gonna kill them, and stuff like that. They know that. They don't care. Let them do what they want, and deal with their own shit, and shut the fuck up. Because it pisses them off. It makes them want to have a cigarette. And if they don't, they're gonna flip out on you. So just chill out. Let them deal with what they want to, and deal with your own shit. Because I know you have some shit to deal with first before you can call somebody else out on their shit.
Doris, about your smoking, well, how can I put this tactfully? Did you ever notice what happened to the bailiffs on night court?
Something else that's insane is this whole high school prom thing and how it's important and all that stuff. Like, okay, yeah, it's important now, and I can understand how it's a big thing now, but, like, what a lot of people don't realize is that a year, 5 years, 10 years from now, it's not gonna matter who you took to prom. It's not gonna matter how you got there or how much fun you had. It's not even gonna matter if you win or not. And people don't realize that, and it's really pissing me off that people are in my school are looking for dates for senior and junior prom now, when prom isn't until June. what the fuck is what's March, April, May, June, 3 months. 3 months until then. What the hell? This is the stupidest thing, and it causes so much more stress than need be, and it makes people, like, freak out when they don't have a date, they can't find somebody, they don't know the right person to go with. I don't know. I don't care.
I'm sitting on top of a volcano of rage, and I've got nowhere to direct it.
I don't care who you are or what you think. This is ridiculous. I mean, prom isn't that important. Just take somebody who you want to have fun with, not somebody who you want to have a relationship with, not somebody who you want to have feelings for, just somebody who, one of your good friends who you can have fun with no matter what you do. You can make a complete ass of yourself, and they'll still love you for it. That's what I want to do, is take somebody who's just a friend, not some relationship, not like I'm trying to hit on somebody, which is a common misconception, and I fucking hate it when people do that. And it's just, I don't know, that's just bullshit.
I never touch her porcelain skin, her soft red lips, like rose petals from the Emperor's bathwater. Bathwater, I tell you, bathwater!
I'm sorry, I'm really pissed off tonight, and it's really just catching up with me, and I just need to share it with some people. I don't know where else to put it out without getting bitched at, so here it is. If you don't like it, listen to another episode. I'm sure it'll be better than this.
Ah, yes. Sweet, non-judgmental Fox Network. Where coming in third is a triumph!
Wow, today I'm in a much better mood. Okay, so what happened is last night I was recording all this stuff. I was just in a very, very bitchy mood. And right now I'm not. For several reasons. Well, one, my stepsister, after talking to my stepmom, Jane, and having a big row with her, and then having her talk to my dad, they agreed that, to have her not drive till she's 17, which is a week, but whatever, like, that's cool, like, they realize it is breaking a law and whatnot, so they've agreed on that, and that's cool, like, it's not like I was trying to get my way, it's just I'm trying to make it a little more fair and have the house be more legal, I guess? I don't know. But, yeah.
You're under arrest for indecent southern exposure. It's against the law. Get it going. So who's calling for you, bub?
Okay, I've been trying to find more and more sound clips for you people. And also for myself, because I just love listening to cartoon sound clips. And sometimes it's a pain in the ass to find good sound clips. For several reasons. Like, part of which is that some of the files don't work with the program you're using to record. Sometimes the internet's out, because my router sucks. Major monkey balls. but a few things I've been trying to find that I can't is something. If anybody's heard of Hong Kong Phooey, which is a totally awesome show, but I've been trying to find some sound clips for that, and I can't. I've also been trying to find some sound clips from a classic show that nobody knows about. It's called Hysteria. It's honestly where I learned a lot about history, mainly because it was just so funny, it was a cartoon. But it's not on anymore, and nobody has any sound from it. It's really fucking annoying, because I've searched, like, probably countless hours, because I haven't been just looking for this, I've been actually looking for a long time, just for Hysteria sounds and whatnot, and nobody has them, and it's really stupid. If anybody can find them, please send them to me, or send me the link, because that would be awesome, because I want to hear some Hysteria sounds and music and all that stuff. But if you notice, today I have The Critic. Anybody who knows that show, it's awesome. I have the entire DVD set. It's a show about, well, a movie critic, and he has his own TV show. And for a while, this show, the critic, not in the show, was on ABC, and then ABC canceled it once it got too risque. Fox picked it up, and that went good for about a season. And then after that, they dumped that, and then the internet picked it up, because the internet, you can do anything. And there was Shockwave.com, which used it for a while, and now doesn't have it anymore. But luckily I have the DVDs, so I can rip sound off that, and you can find sound much easier than other shows on The Critic online, so that's what I've been playing mostly. I've also noticed... I'm sorry, this is my brain going... I'm kind of like making random connections because I've had a lot to think about in the past 18 hours or so, that there's several people listening. I don't know who anybody is, so drop me a line, give me a call, send me an email. Speaking of which, I have a new email for the show. It is... let me find it. I can't remember it. ToonKidTalks@gmail.com. That's obviously an email just for this show. And send me your email, comments, links, anything you want. You can give me a call. My number is... leave me a voicemail. My number is 206-666-2845. Kind of a mid-show kind of telling what's going on. Yeah. Hey, kitty. That's my cat, if you couldn't tell. Fuck. Is that Chloe or Sophie? That's Chloe. Sorry, I can't tell the difference sometimes. I have a new picture. I'm gonna put it up on the website. Or actually, I may have it in the... as the album art for this one, just so you guys can actually see me. It's a picture of me with my t-shirt that says Nintendo Rehabilitation Clinic on it. And then I have my Nintendo DS next to my head. And what's ironic is that they're both the same color red. And I just thought that was absolutely hilarious. And I have my headphones on, because that's usually what I look like. I have my headphones on, playing DS, and in the corner, if you can see it, I have a little box of Chinese food, which is my favorite, spicy chicken lo mein. If you haven't tried it and didn't know they made spicy, definitely try it. Most Chinese food places make it if you ask for it, and it's really, really good, and it doesn't get that bland flavor after you stop eating it for a while or put it in the fridge for a night. It actually retains its flavor because it's all spicy and whatnot. Tastes really good. Try it out. Yeah, and basically anybody who knows me or goes to my school or whatever knows I order Chinese food every single day. Every day. Pretty much. Whenever I have money or I can con my way into getting some money, I either order spicy chicken lo mein or General Tso's chicken white meat. Because the white meat is better than the dark meat, because the dark meat turns hard and crunchy and kind of ugh. But the white meat is really good. And actually, you can get more sauce on it and, like, take your time with it. It really makes it good. What else? Actually, I think I'm gonna end the show here, because I got nothing else to say. Sorry, my tongue died there. I don't know, I got nothing else to say. I'm not as pissed off right now. In a good mood. Haven't watched any shows. Cause just been too busy. Cause the opera opens tonight, being Friday night. It's tonight and tomorrow. And I need to be there, cause it's 5:45. And I need to be there at 6. Takes 15 minutes to get there. So basically, I'm wasting time just for you, because anyone who listens to the show has to be cooler than me.
I'm pretending there's someone on the other end of this phone, so I look important. Blah, 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 blah.
Although you may be cooler than me, because I'm not that cool, it still means something that you listen, and I want to find out. Well, I don't need to find out any real information about you, because I'm not a stalker. Or am I? That could be fun. No, I'm just kidding. But, as I said before, email, toonkidtalks@gmail.com. Voicemail line is 206-666-2845. Yeah, that's about it. Oh, and I want to give a shout out to Becca for listening and telling me what's up, telling me she liked it. Also, Mike DiMaria, because he listened to the show and he was like, oh man, I miss Freakazoid. So that's pretty cool. And there's one person, I'm sorry if I mess up your name, because I'm bad with this. Marcelo Cardozo, I think? I don't know. If it's wrong, correct me. Or if you don't want me to say your name, too late, but tell me not to next time. Yeah, thanks for listening. I watched Ask a Ninja, like you said. It's decent, but I guess I wasn't in the mood for it at that point. I'm gonna check it out later again when I'm in a better mood, after the opera, and probably after I sleep till 5 at night tomorrow, because I'll be tired as hell, because we go out after to a diner. But, yeah, if you find anything else on the internet you like, anyone out there, send me a link, because I got nothing better to do, really. I kind of just chill out, and I'm on the computer, and find ways to make myself not so bored. So, send me your stuff. Peace out.
Wake up from a haze, Jewish girls and laser school days, and in the chair July sits in disrepair. She spills on the boards that line the bottom of these now defrosting wooden floors. Brush floss, my pearls, trying to explain myself to high school girls. Tell them that I ain't so bad. They ask me why. Say the love you feel in summer's just the raddest kind. Not like I would know. Let loneliness interfere. Oh, if you're a decent Christian, maybe, though I haven't been to church in over a year. Ah, Christ. As days trail, sun shines brighter, burning my eyes, the shades and visors fail. Even the palm of my face, the sun impales, and I look towards the sky, but I see only moonbeams, and I wonder why. Till I see you staring back into my eyes. Your lips are gold. Contemplate if I could hold you weeks on end. Depend on me to stay. These days most boys only want the toy to play. I'm a different way. Thank you. with those and August days and in your hair, butterfly clips in disrepair.